The cafe sits at the edge of Tribeg, where the black forest rises like a wall of green and shadow. Anna Vogler makes the same Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte her grandmother made, from the same recipe her great-great-grandmother wrote by hand in 1878. The recipe calls for 12 cherries, not 11, not 13, 12. 12 cherries, each from a different tree. My grandmother took that literally. Every Sunday morning she walked the forest, picking one cherry from each of 12 hidden trees. Nobody knew where they all were, not even me. When Anna inherited the cafe, she inherited the walk. She learned the 12 trees over years, scattered across the forest in a spiral pattern that made no sense on any map. Each tree bore fruit that tasted metallic, clean, as if the soil had been engineered. Tree number 7 is gone, just a crater where it stood. The ground is still warm. Anna stood at the edge of the hole, perfectly circular, about 3 meters across, as if a core sample had been taken by something that knew exactly where to drill. Not a single pine needle disturbed outside the rim. The tree had simply vanished. Roots, soil, fruit, all of it. My grandmother planted these in 1948, right after the war. She said the land was cheap because nothing would grow here anymore. But something did grow. That night, Anna checked the old recipe book more carefully. In the margin of page 7, written in pencil so faint it looked like a watermark, there was a line she had never noticed before. If they come back for the 7th, let them take it. The signal is complete. She looked out the window. The moon was bright over the black forest. 150 years after the first cherry tree was planted, the message had been received. I think I need to bake a cake. One last time. With 11 cherries. Outside, the forest stood silent and ancient. And somewhere in the dark between the trees, something that had been waiting since 1948 was finally heading home.